The Pulse, the news that matters to you.
And now we have our next story from Katie this afternoon, evening.
Okay, so my story this week is basically about an article that was published on the Bristol, I think it was the Bristol Uni blog. It's called The Intermission anyway. But basically, this article was written by a fresher and he was complaining about compulsory consent classes. And basically, since publishing the article, he has been absolutely crucified, labelled as a rape apologist, an anti-feminist, and yeah, basically everyone's gone crazy on this guy. And the article is definitely a controversial one. He says that he has taken offence at the vilifying attitude many universities take towards sexual exploration and men in general. There's quite a lot of kind of uncomfortable language I think he uses, like sexual exploration used in relation to rape is quite controversial. He said things like a girl can cry wolf over something as simple as a regrettable drunken fumble. Like, it's very uncomfortable, but at the same time, he, even though he has kind of made these ignorant statements, he has also made it very clear that he's not pro-rape. You know, he quotes Camille Paglia and says rape is a terrible crime that cannot be tolerated. And basically, I think the crux of the issue here is that he is saying that, you know, he's describing rapists as maniacs and no rational human would ever rape anyone. And I think he's basically offended by the notion that he should be made to go to consent classes, which obviously is not the case. You know, like, I looked up some statistics and 3/4 of rapes are committed by someone known to the victim. And 27% of those are by partners and 43% by friends and acquaintances. And I think there's this really common misconception that rapists aren't normal people, which is unfortunately not the case. And he's obviously viewed it as an attack on him. So I just wanted to ask whether you guys think that people should have to go to consent classes, what you think the issues are here, has feminism gone too far?
I don't know that feminism have gone too far. I think a big issue with rape is obviously we have loads of statistics, loads of awareness with sexual assaults and rape that is conducted against women. But we have a less so culture about really even wanting or trying to understand it happening towards men. Like, there's a big thing about it. It's just like, either it's non-existent or it's just so statistically insignificant that we just don't care. And so, like, I think it was different if we're talking about consent classes. I think it's aimed at men to understand consent, but it doesn't mean that everyone shouldn't have to be trying to understand consent.
Like, yeah, I don't actually know whether whether it was compulsory for girls to attend, but I know that York University did something similar last year, and that was gender neutral, and students staged a walkout, and there was this big article about I think it was someone at Warwick as well, saying, he posted a picture of himself saying, do I look like a rapist? And again, it goes back to the same issue.
Anyone could be a rapist.
People have a misconception that a rapist is kind of, you know, a creepy guy that hangs around, when actually, you know, that whether that's the case or not, I think probably not.
No. Yeah. A rapist could be anyone. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You know, it's, and I think it's definitely not identifiable by gender. You can't, it can be either. But I have a question. Do you think the guy who actually posted the article should be identified for who he is? Because obviously he's come under attack because of it. And he's written for a magazine, I believe.
Yeah.
Do you think he should have posted his name on the article? Do you think
his name was posted at the bottom of it?
Yeah.
And the original one. I think if, because he's obviously voiced some strong opinions, the fact that he's kind of cowering away as a result of a bit of backlash just lets you know, did he write it? Was he trying to like degrade the whole because essentially they're trying to raise awareness that sexual assault is like prevalent and that it can be anyone can suffer from it, trying to like almost remove the stigma of it. And he's kind of given it like a slap in the face pretty much. So I feel like if you're going to say something like that, you might as well stick by it and mm-hmm. don't try and hide away from the inevitable backlash you're going to get.
Yeah, I do agree with the fact that he should be held accountable to some extent, but I think the like vilification that he's faced is too far. I was reading an article by The Independent, and it was saying that kind of feminism, like, we have every right to be angry at misjustice faced by women, but we shouldn't front it in an angry way, if that makes sense, because it just makes it inaccessible and it stops it from being kind of intelligent and just turns it into bashing people and, you know, kind of accusing him of being a rape apologist. And yes, I think some of the things he said are quite repulsive, but he shouldn't be labelled as a rapist or, you know.
Yeah, that's definitely the bit where it gets a bit too far, because a personal attack on him isn't going to, like, change his opinion. If
exactly.
anything, he's going to have more contempt towards feminism as a whole. So pretty much education's the best way forward regards to that.
I think that the other thing is that his, from what I'm gathering here, is that his article is about him not being a racist and having to, like, and having to undergo these sexual consent classes and things like that, and him thinking, well, I understand it, I'm not going to hurt a woman, and like, and kind of feels a bit degraded and a bit like belittled towards for having to go through it. And like, obviously there's a way to say certain things, and he's clearly not gone about it in the most intelligent way. That doesn't mean you can be called a racist. I mean, it's a, like, slightly off topic, but it's the same as like saying, oh, everyone who voted Brexit is racist. It's just that generalization, like, I think things get blown and generalized so very, very easily, and I think this is a really key example of how that can happen,
because it's easy to get caught in the uproar or something, someone says something controversial and everyone will pile into him.
So do you think he was kind of I don't know how to put this, I wouldn't say biting the bullet, but kind of saying it very bluntly in order to reverse psychology then? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm talking gobbledygook, but if you see what I mean.
As in saying it kind of tongue-in-cheek?
Or... Yeah, almost saying it tongue-in-cheek to spark a reaction.
Yeah, I think he wanted it to kind of gain some sort of traction in a way that it hasn't. Like, gain the traction of, like, discussing and reevaluating. Yeah. Sexual consent and who has to undergo sexual consent and things like that, but I think that that's like different, like, it's like, I think that the way you go about it isn't necessarily by doing something crazily controversial, because I mean, I think everyone knows how media works, how easy it is to get backlash. I mean, in our day and age, everyone knows that you can be labeled as something you're not for doing very, very little. And I think that if he was going to go about it, and he should be like, well, let's just evaluate it, like, rather than go on like a bit of a rampage as he did.
Okay, so in the UK, only 15% actually reported to the police that they had like a sexual attack or rape. Do you think there's kind of a misinterpretation or lack of understanding of what is rape, what is a sexual attack?
I think here's the other thing. I think because we, what was the stat on how many people actually
15%.
No, how many people know their attacker?
3/4 of rapes are committed by someone known to the victim.
See, because then that also brings up the issue of, you know, abusive relationships. And if that's the case, then it might not be understanding what's happened is wrong or abusive or rape. It might be more, you're invested in that situation because of the person who's committed it to you, and do you like resolve it with that person because you know that person?
I think raping your spouse only became illegal within the last like 50 or 60 years. I think that's something that is still kind of, there's a lot of blurred lines on people's understanding. But I think another thing he said here, another thing he said was young men whose reputations have been irrevocably tarnished by ignorant women who perceive themselves to be victims. And we had the big Brock Turner case, and there was loads of arguments that, you know, girls are kind of fabricating things. And, you know, I personally find it ironic that he is complaining about having to go to consent classes, but is then describing them as ignorant women. Well, surely they should be educated with consent classes in that case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's kind of contradicted himself.
I think there's a level of ignorance that anyone can have. Like, one of the smartest guys at my sixth form, we were talking about this kind of an issue, and he's like, well, you can't rape someone in marriage. And it's like, what? He's like, it's your wife. Like, you're entitled to have sex with your wife whenever you want. And it's just like a guy who's like, just, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, it's, how can you not understand that? And even with talking to him till you're blue in the face, you can't comprehend it. And you can't go, oh, he doesn't look like a rapist, but if that's his
that's
view,
the thing. Yeah,
like, you might not look like a rapist, but if that's your actual view, like, anyone could, like, seem so unassuming.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, if you have been facing issues like this, please do go and contact someone. There is always someone to talk to. I know that SU has many services to help you, and you can easily go to a religious place to get help.
The Pulse, the news that matters to you.